Well, listen, I want to thank you both for being in the studio today, and I think I can speak for all of your legions of fans that we are looking forward to the Old Testament songs and anything else that you might produce. And I think you know what I'm going to ask you next, which is one of your most famous songs. I know you haven't played it in a long time.
Are you going to ask for the song?
But yeah, I mean, I have to say, you know, I'm one of those people that when something becomes really popular, I tend to just move away from it. But this is one of those exceptions. I have to say, I still love this song. And well, I just wonder if I could impress upon you just to do an acoustic rendition for us, just to kind of dance us out of the interview.
Yeah, this is a Richie Valens song. Actually, he adopted it from a Spanish-Mexican folk song. And just a little bit about the background of this song before we do it. Richie had a healthy sense of humor about being bilingual. And when he was attending school in, what town in Texas was it?
He was in, I don't know, small town.
Yeah,
Texas.
Small town.
Wasn't
Texas.
Ever Lubbock?
No, Lubbock. That was Buddy Holly. So
oh,
it was,
right,
it was a different town. So somewhere down there. And he wanted to learn proper, quotation mark, English, but he was bilingual, so a lot of his language was a mix. It was Spanglish. It was a mix of English and Spanish. And this song has that real feel of all the songs we do. This is perhaps the most joyous. Most of the songs that we've talked about this hour are songs of pain. But Richie Valens, it's so sad that he died so young, because he might have had the capacity to bring a certain
levity
and joy into yeah, contemplating the experience.
You know, people think the day he died, of course, is the famous day the music died, yeah, and all that. But what people don't know is he left the monograph about commas unfinished. And it would have been his contribution. It would have been the work entitled was The Joy of Punctuation. Mm-hmm. It really would have changed things. But all that unfortunately went with poor old Richie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a fitting tribute, though, and a nice way to close our hour together, to go out on something born in the blues tradition out of trauma and woundedness and oppression, but rising above it. So thanks for being here, and thanks for indulging us in one of your most revered and loved songs.
Our pleasure.
Usa la cama, se necesita coordinating conjunction, si no tiene semicolon. Yo no soy cama splicer, yo no soy cama splicer, soy capitán punctuation, soy capitán. Cama, 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 cama. Para poner un punto, se necesita una sentence completa. Una sentence completa, con subject y verba, se hace completa. Yo no soy fragment maker, yo no soy fragment maker, soy capitán punctuation, soy capitán. Cama, 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 cama. Nunca usa first person, nunca usa first person, no necesita opinión subjetiva. Es opinión subjetiva, si no tienes los textos. Yo no soy ego hombre, yo no soy ego hombre, soy racional, no digo yo, soy racional. Cama, 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 ay.
Wow, thanks a lot. Amazing. Well, that's it, folks. My thanks to Marvin and Clyde, the leaders of the Composition Blues Band, here for this very rare interview with the Stanford Storytelling Project. Well, I hope that we get to talk to you again, especially after all this new research that you're embarking on, and hear some of the new material. So thanks again for being here.
Thanks a lot. See you again.